Good morning, bows and bow ties. So earlier this week, I watched. Well, this guy is not trying to kill us all. Sorry. So earlier this week, my daughter's basketball game went to watch the University of Maryland play. And they had such a good time. And I was listening to them talk, and I don't know exactly what was being said, but between them talking and parents talking, I could hear them talking about, we were, well, including myself, we're talking about Angel Reese. There was mention of Caitlin Clark, and we were really excited about these young ladies who were playing this game. But the interesting thing about it was, as we were having this conversation and we were watching Maryland, there weren't that many people in the stands, in the crowds. Yet, the name Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, your ears would perk up. Now, perk up, I'm sorry. Now, they weren't at the game. But I do believe Caitlin Clark and the whole business of Iowa, I believe, are coming in town this weekend. We are not going to watch that game because I am not interested in paying an exorbitant amount to see Caitlin Clark. I wouldn't pay that for Angel Reese. But what I will say is, when I listen to kids talk, I mean, kids will mention names like LeBron or Steph Curry or whatever. But now they're starting to mention the names of the likes of the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark. And there was another girl who was mentioning a few other girls. And what I'm gonna say is this. I mentioned that because oftentimes I will hear people speak disparagingly about Angel Reese. I actually like Angel Reese quite a bit. I also like Caitlin Clark. They are both unapologetic. The only difference between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese is Angel Reese is a brown woman who's unapologetic. So Caitlin Clark doesn't get any heat or smoke, but Angel Reese gets all of it. And I like how she's just kind of like move on, I don't think she should get as much, like, I think that they give her an unfair amount of negative press. But also what I like is the fact that with these girls, the way they're playing in college, they're learning how to already deal with a circus-like atmosphere. And where I'm going with that is I feel like they're actually growing women's college basketball. I'm actually more interested in watching the women play than the men play. I'm completely uninterested. I know many of these guys are going to be one and dones anyway, so they're gonna leave. I don't know. I'm just not all that interested. And I know a lot of people like March Madness. I mean, I'll watch that, but men's basketball for college, I don't know. It's just not that interesting to me. It's not. And so when I was looking at the women at the game, don't get me wrong, they're still tall, big, strong, all that good stuff. But you were looking at the women, and some of them, I'm going to say this, it's a little tongue in cheek, but were almost ordinary in terms of size. So, yes, they were taller than normal, stronger, all that kind of stuff, but they weren't all freaks. You'll see a 5'8 or a 5'9, right? You don't have to be a freak to play basketball. With men's basketball, like that we watched what we assumed were the men's team come in to support the women, they were so big. And I'm just kind of like, I guess where I'm going with it was I'm looking at your Angel Reese's in your, she's 6'3", but I'm looking at how they're growing the game of basketball. How you had all these young girls out here just wanting to go watch University of Maryland play. So that was in lieu of our practice, by the way. But with that being said, when watching these women, we got to see tall women, of course, but some what I would consider to be ordinary women play this game. Ordinary height women. These women are going out there night in and night out, putting in the work, doing some good things. And I know a lot of people say, oh, people don't want to watch women's basketball. I do. I actually enjoy watching women's college basketball. I do. You know, I think part of the reason why these teams are so compelling is because the teams are staying together a little longer because the WNBA sucks. Like, the WNBA sucks because, first of all, they don't pay the women. Secondly, there's not as many teams, so it's the same wash, rinse, repeat of the same players that are in there. Yeah. I don't know. It's just not compelling. Now, I know people are going to be upset that I said that out loud with my whole mouth and chest. I said what I said. They put the women's basketball on during the summer when nobody's really watching because everybody's doing stuff during the summer. They're traveling or whatever. It appears to be a short season. There's so many things that can go into for the WNBA. But where I'm going with it is I think women's basketball is growing. So you want to see LSU and South Carolina and Tennessee, the likes of that. You want to see that. I can't tell you anything that's going on in the men's college basketball. I don't even know what the rankings are. It's just not that interesting to me. Because we know all these kids are going to come in. They're all like freaks. And they're all going to be like, now I'm exaggerating, but they're like one and done. And everybody's trying to be a pro or go overseas. There's no... I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't feel like there's a rivalry, at least with the women's. LSU and South Carolina, SEC. Well, when I say rivalry, I don't think there's any real mean blood. But, yeah, they get up for those games. These teams are going to get up for Iowa because Caitlin Clark is a whole mess and a phenom at the same time, right? I think she's a nasty person, but I love that she's a competitor. She's competing. She is playing her butt off and nobody can stop her. I love it. I love this. When you look at men's college basketball, everybody's like the same bigness and every school is a big school that they're going to see. Like, I don't know. It's just not that compelling to me. I don't know. It's not all that interesting. I will watch during March Madness because it's exciting. But I feel like I'm splitting hairs. Like, I'm right in the fence saying that it's not interesting, but this is exciting. I mean, March Madness is March Madness. But I don't know. What I do know is Angel Reese, Dawn Staley, Kim Mulkey, all of them, they're on our tongues. For women's basketball, they are growing this sport. People are like, oh, LSU, all this hype and circus around. And I'm like, and yet you're still talking about them. They're on TV. They're bringing eyes and viewership to the game. I don't know. And then I think about the freaking NBA. Let me tell you. This whole complaining about the 65-game minimum rule thing, if it were up to me, it'd be 75 games. I'm, like, so tired of all these mega-rich stars not playing. They don't want to play. They complain all the time. They're waving their weapons on in the cameras. Like, these new money athletes are so stupid and annoying. They're slapping people around. At least in the old NBA, maybe you just didn't really hear about it as much. But they're too busy out wanting to party. They're wanting to slap people around, waving weapons around. They're just so dumb. Like, I don't think you got these privileged people out here who now it's like, I think I might have a hangnail tomorrow. I need to rest. Like, what is that? People are paying all this money to come see these stars. I'm like, stop paying the money. And maybe these contracts would be restructured. Maybe they'll start showing up. I think, too, with the NBA, the reason why it's so like, ugh, it's like, I can't keep up with who was traded to who and who came back. I'm like, everybody's making all these super teams. So you've got like a handful of teams who are like a threat, and then everybody else is just kind of like there to collect a check. I don't know. I just, the regular NBA is just, I don't know. LeBron at some point is going to retire. To be honest, I don't know. Like, you got people coming out there, and I know this is not important to people, but I'm going to say this. Half of these guys come out there, they look like trash. They don't groom themselves. I had a conversation at work the other day, and I was talking about, this is the comment I made. I said that I really think that Lamar Jackson looks like a monster. Stay in it with me. I have a point to this. I said he's a monster. He's not classically attractive, and he doesn't groom himself. And people are like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, I said what I said. I didn't stutter. I'm like, he doesn't know how to talk. He's like, I'm like, what is happening? I think it's just that, I know I'm on a whole rant. It was multiple. These are multiple topics all in one. But I was like, he does not know how to talk. He doesn't do anything. He's just, you can't market him for anything. When he's speaking, he's like, he sounds like a runaway slave or something. I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying. And so you see somebody like Lamar who has an incredible upside, but you can't really market him for anything. He doesn't care about how he looks. He doesn't care about how he just, like, he doesn't care to get media training. That's how I feel with a lot of these NBA guys too. And like, yeah, you know, cause I'm like, what are you saying? Oh my gosh, I don't understand. Like, I need you to speak in English. I'm not saying you have to speak the King's English, but you should be able to minimally communicate. When I see people like Lamar, and everyone's like, yeah, but he kept his mom on. I'm like, yeah, congratulations. That's great that he kept his mom on. But I'm like, what about something else? You know? So, and I had this conversation at work. A lot of people had the aha moment. I said, look, you guys, you know, look who's getting all the shine right now. And you need to pay attention to optics. The people that are being promoted are your Jokic, your Lucas, all your Wembanyamas, all your international stars, Giannis. Look at what they look like. They're fair-skinned people. Of course, they'll promote Steph. He's like an amazing talent. LeBron is there, but LeBron is facing out. They wanted to promote... what's homie that let's wave the guns and stuff? John Morant, that's his name. Ja, but he's a dum-dum. He is so stupid. I remember when my daughter had a game and I was looking at everybody's shoes from the various teams there. This was like a week or so ago. And or almost a week ago. And I happened to look down at these gold shoes and I didn't know. They're like, oh, you don't know what the shoes those are? Well, those are LaMelo Ball shoes. Those are so, like, these are so cute. Even LaMelo Ball has a thing. Like, you don't see anybody else being really propped up like that. Like, I'm not saying that they don't exist, but I was saying this is where it's going. So you got all the dark-skinned guys who are now producing biracial children. And there's nothing wrong with having these biracial children, but that's what's being promoted. So they're getting all the deals. So when you see somebody like a Lamar, who is an unambiguous black man, he has very strong features. First of all, he's not an attractive guy. Now, strong features does not equate to being unattractive, but he's just an unkempt guy. Like, he doesn't do anything with his hand, and he sounds like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I cannot get some media training. I'm like, why would people want to promote you and give you all these other deals? I'm sure he has some. Somebody like a Jalen Hurts, he cleans up his face. You know, he's clean cut. Look at what they did with Travis. Travis Kelce doesn't have to be clean cut. He's a white guy. He fits a different image. Grow out your face, grow out your beard, and hang out with Taylor Swift. Brings in more money. I'm looking at the big picture. I'm like, and you get somebody like a Lamar who walk around looking all simple. I said, same thing. Look at somebody like Kevin Durant. It's hard to promote somebody who wants to be like ashy and balls on his head, doesn't want to brush his hair. Like, he's just so unkempt, he won't even get a line up or edge up. He looks a mess. I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was just a quick rant about the NBA, college basketball, a little bit of football, whatever. I was just like, this is what it is. Anyway, I just want to go back to this. Keep doing what you're doing, Angel Reese. Make sure you pass your classes. You're growing the sport for women's basketball. Maybe the WNBA might one day be interesting and compelling. Maybe some of these women will just retire so we can get some new faces and fresh blood in there so we can have some really good, compelling matchups. Because right now, I am not interested in watching the WNBA. Not. This doesn't look a lot interesting to me. But college does. Because the team is halfway staying intact. A lot of these other college things, it's just like all your stars are one and done. So, like, I'm going into the NBA. Whatever. All right. That was my rant.